Back at it here in Emporia, the historic White Auditorium, the site for Class 1A Division II State Volleyball. After a little bit of an hour of break or so, Jake Spaulding and Danny Alley back out here courtside at White Auditorium. It's time for a Twin Valley League battle. Here, both teams coming in 2-0 on the day. Both teams moving on to tomorrow's matchups in the semis and hopefully a championship match for one of these two teams tomorrow as well. Thanks for tuning in with us once again this afternoon at the amazing 1A Division II State Volleyball here on your local sports authority, FM 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha. Danny, we've watched Axtell twice today, and both times, one of them, first one against top seed Dacine Trojans in comeback fashion. They reverse sweep the Trojans to win that 2-1. And it's a sweep of Victoria, 2-0. Very dominant, really last 4 sets for this Eagle team.
Yeah, Jake, we've talked a lot today, just a couple of times where they were a little bit out of sync. But other than that, they have looked really well today, communicating, moving, adjusting, good net play, great sets, great timing, just putting it all together.
Axtell and Hanover, they are very familiar with each other, not only just this year, but hey, this is a bitter rivalry between Axtell and Hanover. This year, Hanover has got the edge over the Eagles on the volleyball court, winning 25-19, 18-25, and then 25-21 back in the Axtell Tournament Championship back in September. And then more recently in the Twin Valley League Tournament in October, it was a 2-0 win for Hanover, 25-23, 25-23. But Danny, you and I talked earlier today about how this might be a good opportunity for Axtell, knowing how familiar they are with Hanover.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the thing that comes to my mind is third time a charm.
Yeah. Yeah, big opportunity for the Eagles. The winner of this match will be the pool champion and will take on the loser of Lynn and Ingalls, which is going on at the same time across the court. Another Twin Valley League school in Lynn. They have moved on to tomorrow. They are 2-0, again, going into their final match of the day against Ingalls. And so that's where we're at right now here in Emporia. Both sides of the pool has been determined as far as who's going through to tomorrow. It's just all about who's the champion and who's the runner-up, because you want to have that championship, I think. I mean, you tell me, you played volleyball, you coached it. Is there a different mindset when you win your pool 3-0 going into a semifinal against the runner-up from the opposite floor?
Oh, absolutely. I think any time you can win is great. But really, I think what that does is just builds confidence. You know, you're confident in what you're doing. You believe in each other. You've got the 3-0 win versus the 2-1. And, yeah, I think that's definitely something that can carry over into the next day.
Axtell coming in, and again, underneath first-year head coach Rhonda Hazenkamp. Now with a record of 29-13, they come in as the 8th seed in this tournament. We've already alluded to them and how kind of successful, very successful today, but kind of dominant today. Do you think there was something along the lines of being an 8th seed where you're just thinking, hey, we got to make sure people understand who we are and where we come from?
Oh, absolutely. But like you mentioned earlier, like, their league is a tough league, and so we've talked a lot about how well they have looked as far as being prepared. You can tell that they have played some bigger and better teams, maybe, and they just look good. They look like they're communicating well and moving well and adjusting and doing all the things.
So. You mentioned the Twin Valley League, Danny. There were 6 teams from the TVL that made it to a state tournament. Centralia already punched their ticket to tomorrow. That happened yesterday. Valley Heights doing battle out in Dodge City right now. We already mentioned both Hanover and Axtell here right in front of us. And on the far side of the court, Lynn, they have all punched their ticket to Saturday. So a league that prepares you for these moments, but then when you play against a league foe, especially one that you're 0-2 against, you mentioned his third time the charm, we'll have to see. What are some keys for Axtell in this matchup? Because we had an opportunity to watch Hanover a little bit in their matchup against the Sim Valley, where they took them to 3 sets as well. But what are you seeing from Axtell in order to get that done?
Yeah, so the first thing that comes to mind is that Hanover just got off the court, so maybe they're a little bit tired. So Axel's got to come out and try to take advantage of that right off the get-go. The other things, you know, we've talked about that they have done really well today is to play at the net really well, get those blocks up. But one thing that Axtell struggled with in the first 2 matches was getting their serves over the net. So I think for this match in particular, one of the biggest keys for Axtell is we can't miss serves.
Absolutely. Sorry, I was listening to this announcement that's happening right now because there is a 3 o'clock match that they are actually moving. Because at this point, the way we're at with this day is that last match doesn't mean anything. And so they're instead of waiting for this court that they played on all day, and I'm referencing Victoria and Deceen, because they have a further travel, they're going to try and get them done sooner. So that, again, has zero to do with what we're about to broadcast and bring to you. But so that just, again, reiterates the fact that actual Hanover moving on, and so the two other teams in their pool, both Victoria and Deceen Valley, they are going to be heading home, and they've got one match left today. A lot of times when you bracket things out, you want your one versus four as the final match of the day because that could mean everything. Not my two Twin Valley League teams are in the mix like they are here for this one. We got to step aside for our pregame timeout. First serve's coming up next. It's Hanover and Axel. Take three this season, and the winner will win their pool here in the 1A Division II Volleyball State Tournament. We're back after this two-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud frame buildings.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're back here in Emporia here for State Volleyball Class 1A, Division 2, and it might as well be the Twin Valley League Tournament right now. It's Lynn on the far side, Hanover and Axtell on our court, and we're bringing you here Axtell Eagle State Volleyball here on FM 103.9 KNZA, your local sports authority. Dick Spaulding alongside Danny Alley. Back in studios, Mr. Chance Link. And, hey, if you check out social media, you saw a fun picture of Danny and I, and Chance put himself in there as well. Go make sure you go say hey to Mr. Chance Link on there as well. Danny, we've already done a pretty good job, I feel like, previewing this. There's not a whole lot more to say. We just got to throw a ball up and see what happens. But first serve coming up. You mentioned the service errors. That was an issue for Axtell, even with the wind. But even talking to some of the Axtell folks around this arena today, that's a concern right now for this Axtell team.
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, this is going to be a good match no matter how you look at it. They played close both matches they met this year. Serves are going to be really important for Axtell. I think we talked about 7 in one set and maybe like 12 or 13 on the day. But when you think about and add up those points, that can make a huge difference.
Big opportunity knock, and I said that phrase a handful of times today because, hey, this is the last match of the day for both of these teams. Axtell and Hanover, one, will be the pool play champion here on this side and will get the upper hand heading into tomorrow's 9 o'clock semifinal. The loser, you're not going home. You're back here tomorrow anyway, but you're going to be going against the champion from across the way between Lynn and Ingalls. So this is pretty cool. We got both courts about to get started here. Both of these, or all four of these matches, all four of these teams, I should say, all playing tomorrow for a state title. The actual fans come to their feet. Their team runs through the lineup. Coach Rhonda Hazenkamp, also assisted by Rose Kuckelman and Pam Bussing, and had a great opportunity to talk to the assistants earlier as well. And we want to make sure there's no wasps out here that are getting swatted in this matchup, huh?
He did a great job with that.
Here we go for Axtell, their starters. You've got Maggie Strothman in the back row. She will come out as the libero. Claire Bussing will come in here in just a moment. Also in the game, Alyssa Hazenkamp, Reagan Hazenkamp, Natalie Strothman, outside hitter Callie McLennan, and then the setter that we talked a lot about today, Caitlin Dentweiler, in for the Eagles. Hanover won the flip. They will have first serve, and it'll be Alyssa Sheely, the senior for Hanover, to serve it up. She's the libero for the Wildcats. Also out there is Lily Bruna with Katie Hawley, the center, Drew Bruna, Trinity Schlebaugh, and Gracie Bruna. Here's the first serve of the day, and it's popped in the air. Set away.
Oh, nice.
Nice job by McClellan just to keep it alive. Here's an attack to the back row. Drops in for a point for Hanover. It was a low serve, a good diving effort by McClellan to keep it alive. But it still falls for a Wildcat point. They lead 1-0. Sheely, another serve taken by Axtell on the back row with Bussing. They send it across. Here comes the Wildcat attack. Bussing has to bring it back, and a third hit just sent over by Detweiler. Slipped on the floor for a moment. Here's a set outside on the attack. It's
nice
Gracie Bruna. Nice block at the net. Pushed back to the corner. Picked up by Bussing. Now Detweiler setting up near side in front of us to McClellan. Threw a double block into the back row. Push into the corner from Hawley. Now to the front net it comes. Detweiler. Kill attempt by Natalie Strothman is picked up by Hanover on the attack to the back corner. Too strong and out of play. We're tied at one. Great rally by both squads there, and the Eagles get the point.
Yeah, Jake, I think we're going to go back and forth a lot in this match. I think it's going to be a great one. Getting off to a good start here with a lot of good hustle plays.
Ava Brockstrom into the game. She replaces Alyssa Hazenkamp, the niece of head coach Rhonda. Good serve across there by the Eagles. Here's a dump down. Too wide, out of play. They're looking for a tip on the Hanover side that doesn't show up. The Eagles with the point there. They lead 2-1. Detweiler back to serve for a second straight time. Looks over at Coach Rhonda Hazenkamp, and she points the direction she wants the serve to go. Here's Detweiler's serve taken by the libero, Sheely. Set going outside, far side to Gracie Bruna. Rejection, but it goes too strong, out of play. We're tied at two.
Hey, it's good though. We're there at the block. They had both girls up. Timing is perfect. Just got to get those hands turned in just a little bit to keep it on the other side of the court.
Ensley Stahlbaumer checks in for the first time for Hanover. And Gracie Bruna back to serve for the Wildcats. Serving left to right across your dial. Low serve picked up in the back row there by Reagan Hazenkamp. Here's a kill by McClellan. Deflection on the defensive side for Hanover. They send it back on the third hit. Detweiler set from McClellan. Here comes Ava Brockstrom. Tips it across. Picked up by Sheely in the back row. Here's a set to the outside. Now to Stahlbaumer. Checked into the game for the first time, but a lift called prior to on the setter.
Yeah, it looks like she's taking that ball and just holding it a second too long there.
Watch that get called against the Steen Valley a couple times. Keep our eyes on that. Here's a serve from McClellan. Sends it across. Hand over on the attack. Here's a deflection. It hits the antenna off the hand of Natalie Strothman. And it ties us up at three apiece. Did you say you thought it'd go back and forth?
I did.
Okay, I thought so. Back to serve the setter, Katie Hawley, for Hanover. Eagles have Reagan Hazenkamp, daughter of head coach Rhonda. Ava Brockstrom on the front row. Here's a step from Detweiler over the net. Picked up by Hawley, and she sent it over on the third hit. McClellan to Detweiler. Back to McClellan. Through the block and out of play. Nice little two-game there from Axtell and Reagan Hazenkamp, I beg your pardon, with that kill. Back to serve. Natalie Strothman. That means Maggie comes back in on the front row for the Eagles. Here's an attack from the outside from Nora Hyman, picked up at the back row by Natalie. Detweiler setting it near side. Here comes Reagan Hazenkamp over the double block, but picked up. Here come the Wildcats. Now stuffed at the net. Maggie Strothman and Reagan Hazenkamp duel up and reject a Wildcat attacker in Ensley Stahlbaumer.
And that's exactly what they've got to do, Jake. That's one of the keys to this match, and she's doing it well so far.
Natalie Strothman, low serve over the net. Picked up on the back row. Here's a set from Holly. Kill from the outside by Hyman, but three ball sent right back on the dig from Axtell. Hyman down the line. Nice job keeping it alive by Detweiler. Popped in the air by McClellan, and Broxman sends it over on the third hit. 5-3, Axtell with the lead. Here's Hyman over the double block, picked up in the back row by Natalie. Now Reagan Hazenkamp, her shot rejected at the net left side by Drew Bruna, and it's 5-4, Axtell with the lead. Ball went to the other side of the gymnasium, so a little pause in the action here. Drew Bruno, the junior, going back to serve here for Hanover. Looks over at the assistant coach in Becky Bruna. Where do you want me to serve this to? Goes short to the left. Detweiler sends it across in the second hit. Back set coming towards us here. Through a double block and knocked out of play. Maggie Strothman, going up for that block off her hand and out of play. We're tied at 5. The hit was from Ensley Stahlbomber of Hanover. Tied at 5, serving it up again is Drew Bruna. Taken in the back row by McClellan. Set up near side, Maggie Strothman able to put it down.
I don't know that she, I saw her look on her face there. I'm not sure she meant to swing that lightly, but it was actually a good changeup. They were expecting her to wail on that ball, and she kind of shortchanged it there.
Went over the double block attempt from Trinity Schlebaugh and Gracie Bruna. So in to serve now is Alyssa Hazenkamp, the 5'7 senior defensive specialist. Good serve. In the back row, here comes an attack from Sheely. Popped in the air by Hazenkamp. Now Detweiler tips it across on the third hit. 6-5, Axtell. Hanover on a rally. It's stuck at the net. Kept alive momentarily, but it'll be a rejection.
Yep, great block there between the setter and the middle hitter.
Detweiler and Maggie Strothman for the Eagles working that defensive net. And the Eagles lead 7-5. Here's set number one. Alyssa Hazenkamp, nice serve across the net, nice and well on the attack. Our Hanover Wildcats, and punched across by Maggie Strothman, nearly caught Hanover off guard. They got to push over on the third hit with Sheely. Here's Detweiler, little twist action here with Maggie Strothman, and Maggie
nice.
Able to put it down. It's 8-5 Eagles.
Again, great communication between the setter and her hitter. They have that timing down so well. I'm not sure we're not hearing the calls up here because it's so loud in here, but I'm sure they're speaking to each other and communicating really well.
Alyssa Hazenkamp served into the net. We talked about that a little bit earlier. That's the first service error of this match.
Yep, that's something that they're going to have to eliminate.
We're back to serve for the first time in this match. Lily Bruna, 8-6, Axtell with the lead. Detweiler setting up near side. Maggie Strothman takes a little off again and nearly gets it to drop. Hanover sends it over on the third hit. Free ball opportunity. Here comes Reagan Hazenkamp.
Yep, both of these teams are being really scrappy right now, which is a great thing. That hit right there just went right in between those blockers, so great placement of that ball.
Good timing from Hazenkamp. She earns the serve as well. 9-6, Axtell. Good serve by Reagan. It'll be an ace into the fifth row of the bleachers. 10-6.
Yep, got to figure out whatever they need to do right now to keep that momentum on their side.
Uncle Mo, he's looking for a place to camp out. Can it stay on the Eagles' side? Reagan Hazenkamp, the sophomore outside hitter, good serve, low one. Alyssa Sheely setting up near side now. Great kill. Nice dig on the back row, Alyssa. Kept alive here by Detweiler. Axtell has to send it on the third hit. Caitlin does just that. Set from Holly. Attack from Hyman. Rejected.
What a block. That was great.
Kelly McClellan rejects that right back where it came from. And Axtell leading 11-6 here in set number one. Reagan Hazenkamp. Another serve taken in the back row by Sheely. Setting it up outside. Here's Bruna on the attack. Gracie dug up nicely by McClellan. How about a set right back to her? This time changes things up with the tempo. But picked up on the back line. Pushed to the corner on the Axtell side. Here's Detweiler. Maggie Strothman, too strong. Went over the top of the block and out of play. It's 11-7. Danny, that stops a 4-0 run by Axtell.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. That was a pretty good run by Axtell. Just a little bit long on that ball, but you know what? Their defense is looking really great right now.
11-7. Eagles lead the Wildcats. Back to serve Leah Juneman for the first time today. 8. say because I was trying to think of how to properly word that. Just an unfortunate, almost like a knuckleball serve from Juneman, and Alyssa Hazekamp struggled there to try and get down low enough to pop it up. An ace there for Juneman. She's got another one coming up here. It's 11-8 Axel. This one taken by Natalie. Set from Detweiler out to Maggie Strothman, who hits it right into the double block, and it falls on the Wildcat side.
Yep, they got to keep swinging just as hard as they are, not letting off that gas pedal like we talked about earlier, too. Just looking really good right now.
12-8, Eagles with the lead. Back to serve is Maggie Strothman for Axel. Good serve, taken in the back row. Good pass from Juneman to Holly. Now on the attack, rejected at the net again. That was McClellan. Kicked across here by the Wildcats. Detweiler, dump across the net.
Yep, and again, just a great read on her part. And we talked about blocking being one of the keys, and man, they are just right on all of those balls right now.
You're a setter. For those just joining us for the first time today, Danny, and you love how good a setter can be. And that IQ that she's got. Low serve gets over the net. Now the Wildcats on the attack with Gracie Bruno. Rejected at the net. Kept alive here by Hanover. Bruno tries it again. Diving effort kept alive there by Maggie Strothman. Now McClellan sends it across on the third hit. Hanover scrambling, keeping it alive. Holly sends it over. Now Detweiler. She'll tip it back near side. Diving effort to keep it alive again. That by Sealy. She'll send it over on the third hit. Into the back row of the Eagles. Detweiler setting it up near side. McClellan to the back corner. Popped in the air on the back row by Lily Bruna. Now Holly sends it over on the third hit. Here's Detweiler. Quick set. Natalie punches it away.
Yep. Man, I tell you, they just look like they are so in sync right now. Just created a timeout on the other side. 14-8. Just hustle all over the place. They've made adjustments on defense, and they're just not letting anything touch the floor.
Timeout, Melissa Hawley and the Hanover Wildcats. The Eagles lead at 14-8. Back in 30 seconds here to Emporia after this.
Axtell Lumber and Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome back to Emporia White Auditorium, historical White Auditorium, beautiful facility here for a state volleyball tournament. Jake and Danny with you. Chance back in the studios. 14-8, Axel leading Hanover here early, and it's been a run that has really been predicated on net play, like you said, needs to be a big key.
Yeah, their defense is looking so good right now. You know, we talked earlier about them being a little bit out of sync, but man, this game, they have not shown that whatsoever. They are coming out strong.
Out of the timeout, Strothman with a good serve on the attack in the Wildcats. Strothman picks it up in the back side. Here's McClellan. Tries to put it away. Picked up by Juneman on the back row. Here's Gracie Bruno on the attack. Through the double block attempt of Natalie Strothman and Caitlin Detweiler. Hanover does side out of the timeout to break that serve. It's 14-9, Axel. Back to serve will be the Libro, Alyssa Sheely for Hanover. The second time through their service lineup, and it's an ace. Claire Bussing, a little bit slow, getting to that ball there, and it just, again, kind of a knuckle serve. It just died out.
It's like a floater. Floater balls are always hard to get to because you're not really sure where they're going to end up.
Sky balls? You know, kind of like
no
volleyball days for us? Okay.
So bad.
All right. Good serve there by Hanover. Sent over on a free ball here by Axel, though. Gracie Bruno on the attack, and she elevated and puts it down.
Yep, and that's going to be one that they're going to have to watch out for. She's a hard hitter. Watched her last match. She did a great job. As long as they can get a block on her and at least slow that ball down, they're going to have some success in that back row, but they got to get some hands on it.
Out of the Hanover timeout, it's a 3-0 run here for the Wildcats. Another serve from Sheely, taken by Hazenkamp. Nice network there by Detweiler. The battle is sent it across. Here comes a free ball from Hanover. Pass from Bussing. Detweiler setting it up. Natalie tried to put it away. Nice job on the defensive end for Hanover. They send over another free ball here. Natalie over to Detweiler. Back to Natalie. This time she changes her tempo and puts it away. 15-11 Eagles.
Just so scrappy right now. Really on both sides of the ball, but it's working out in Axel's favor right now. But just everybody moving all the time and talking to each other. It looks really great right now, Jake.
Substitution into the game for Axel brings back in Ava Brockstrom. Back to serve will be Caitlin Detweiler. Good serve. Across the net, here comes Gracie Bruna. Over the double block, and it was tipped out of play. Diving effort there by Claire Bussing to try and keep it alive. To no avail. It's 15-12. Now Eagles with a three-point lead. Gracie Bruna back to serve. This one tickles the top of the tape and drops in. 15-13. Hanover down by just six a moment ago, but it battles back to cut that lead in half. It's 15-13. Axel by two. Tracy Brune, another hard serve taken by Busling in the back row. Natalie Stroffman over to Ava Brockman, who sends it across on the third hit. On the attack, here comes Hanover, and how about you, Drew Bruna? Elevated, perfect set from Holly, and the Wildcats have battled back. It's 15-14.
If you don't want them to start building that confidence, they've had a couple of good hits. You got to get those blocks back on the ball.
Another serve here at the top of the net, brought back in here by Detweiler. Axel on the attack from the back row. That was McClellan. Couldn't put it down. Here's a tip. Short corner, and it's tied at 15. Good court vision that time from Drew Bruna.
Yep, that was great ball placement. Just going to have to be something that they adjust to on the defensive end.
Locked in at 15 apiece. Hanover down six a moment ago. Now tied this match back up. Near side, Brockstrom off a set from Detweiler. Has to send it over for a three ball. To the middle set. Nice rejection at the net by Natalie and McClellan. Pushed to the back corner now. Good pass here from Bussing. Near set. Ooh. Communication kind of lapsed, but Axel able to get it across on the third hit. Now Hanover pushes it over on the third hit.
Oh,
we got a twisted ankle, and that's not good. Natalie Strothman, she went underneath the net, and that's what stopped it. The point will be going to Hanover here for this play. But Strothman rolled her ankle, able to stand up, and she's trying to walk it off right now. And the floor official and the chair official now having a conversation. You might be able to give me better insight on this or not. I mean, if an injury occurs and you hit the net, I mean, is it stoppage or will the point still be awarded to Hanover? What do you think they're talking about?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Jake. I don't know the answer to that. We'll have to see what they come up with here.
They're going to replay the point.
They are, yep.
I'm trying to read the lips of the floor official, but replay of the point is happening, and good to see Natalie staying on the floor for Axel in the back middle row. So we'll replay the point, still tied at 15. Good serve. Ball popped in the air by Bussing. Oh, back row attack, able to make an adjustment. Reagan Hazenkamp to keep it alive. Here comes Hanover in the back row. Hazenkamp pops it in the air. Bussing passes it over to Detweiler, sends it on the third hit. Now Hanover on the attack. It's Stahlbauer, popped in the air by Detweiler. Rockstrom sends it over on the second hit. Long rally here, and another free ball going to be coming across to Axel. Set from Detweiler outside. Here's McClellan who puts it down.
There they got one. The last couple of plays, it looks like the setters and the timing just been a little bit off. So that last one was a great one.
Good hustle plays by the libero, Claire Bussing, senior for Axel, keeping that alive, allowing that point to happen. Good serve across the net and out of play on the attack from Hanover. So a 2-0 run here from Axel, reclaiming the lead. It's now 17-15. Eagles and continuing to serve is Callie McClellan, 5'9 senior for the Eagles. Good serve to the back row. Pops in the air by Juneman. Now on the attack, it's Stahlbauer and on the back line. Diving effort there by Bussing. Did not get there in time. It's 17-16.
Jake, I feel like Natalie is struggling a little bit with that ankle injury. We can see on that, and that's going to be difficult in the front row. We're going to have blocks in that front row if they're going to slow that ball down.
Katie Hawley back to serve, the setter for Hanover, and off the fingertips, it's an ace. Twisting and kind of split up a little bit, the libero for Axel, and it pops off of her fingertips, locking us up at 17-17. Another serve from Holly. Pass from McClellan. Coming near side now. Natalie, oh, just a little bit strong. Good to see her able to get her timing and still get a jump off of that ankle. But Hanover has taken the lead. It's now 18-17. Timeout on the floor by Axel. We're back in 30 seconds. Wildcats and Eagles, familiar foes, going toe-to-toe here in the first set of this match. We're back in 30 here on KMCA.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. with a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And back here in Emporia, the timeout by Axtell. Hanover has their first lead since it was 3-2. Here's a serve by Hanover on the attack. The Eagles try to set it across near side by Reagan Hazenkamp. Able to get it down. Here's a kill attempt by Holly. Not able to get it down. Natalie Strong.
Go.
Good job keeping it alive for a second, but it falls on the Axtell side. Scramble drill there, and the Eagles cannot get it across in three.
Well, that's good. I thought they were going to get that one back into play.
19-17, Hanover with the advantage here in set number one. Holly, another serve. Detweiler setting it up. Quick over the net. Hanover ready that time. Stahlbomber with the kill. Picked up in the back row by Bussing. Nice set coming near side. Ooh, too strong. That time, Reagan Hazenkamp elevated, but didn't snap that wrist down on that kill attempt.
Yep, it's the little things right now. They're still looking fine. This is the point where you say, just take a deep breath, collect yourselves, and get back together.
20-17, Hanover with the lead. Here's a pass from Bussing. Detweiler gets the set about from the 10-foot line, sent over by Hazenkamp. Back set, near side. Holly off the net, popped in the air by Brockstrom. And a free ball coming over here for Hanover. Too strong, though, from Natalie Strothman. Right now, as well, you know, keep in mind, Maggie Strothman not in the match because of the rotation, and Coach Hazenkamp needs to take another timeout. It's 21-17, Hanover leading Axtell. We're back in 30 here at 1A D2 State Volleyball here on FM 103.9 KNCA.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Danny Hawley continues to serve for Hanover. Detweiler, nice back set. How about you? We were just talking about, is Natalie Stronza feeling all right? Does that answer your question?
Taking
Danny here with you.
It does. She's playing through the pain right now. You can see it on her face, but what a great hit that was.
Strothman will go back to serve here. That brings in Maggie to the front row. Strothman with a good serve to the back line. Picked up by Hanover. And they got to send it over on a free hit. 21-18, Hanover with the lead. Detweiler setting up near side. Tipped to the back corner by Hazenkamp. Picking it up there is Bruna for Hanover. And a put down quickly by Drew Bruna. 22-18, Hanover with the lead.
And that was another one of those blocks that they just can't let get past them. They got to find a way to put a hand on that ball.
Drew Bruna just got that kill. Now goes back to serve. Sends it to the back line. Picked up there by Hazenkamp, and now a quick little punch from Maggie. Hanover ready for it. Another punch back this time from Hanover and Neiman. Set coming near side. Detweiler will send it on a free ball back over to Hanover. Holly with a quick set to the middle. Put away attempt is good. Trinity Schlebaugh. Not the most powerful punch there, Danny, but able to get it through the double block and a point for Hanover. They lead 23-18.
Yep, and again, this is just fine. We got three more points on Hanover's side, but if you can just get the ball back and get the momentum on your side, they are not out of this set.
Drew Bruna back to serve again here for Hanover. Pass from McClellan. Now Brockstrom sends it over with Detweiler. Hanover right back to Axtell. Detweiler, a quick little set here coming for Maggie, and she can't put it down. Hanover on the return. Stahlbomber popped in the air in the back row from Natalie. Now Detweiler setting it up near side. Reagan Hazenkamp sends it over on the third, but that's a double hit. So this is now set point here for Hanover. It's 24-18 here at set number one. Axtell led earlier in this set by a score of 13-8. But a big comeback here by the Wildcats, and the Eagles send it back. On the attack, here comes Hanover, tips it across with McClellan. And then Maggie, hey, says, listen, I'm tired of this ticky-tack going on. Both teams just kind of sending it back and forth on a tip.
Yeah.
And Maggie Stroudson sets it down to the open spot.
Yeah, lots of tips on that. But, again, that goes back to what we said. It's got to have good net play, and that was great net play.
Okay. They'll try to stave off some set points here. Are the Eagles back to serve as Alyssa Hazenkamp to the back row. Holly sets it up backside. Neiman can't put it down. Nice dig there by Natalie. And good tip across by Caitlin Detweiler.
Yeah, it's so hard to tell what she's going to do. So she's good, so good at disguising whether or not she's going to tip that or just wail on that ball, and she can do both.
24-20, Hanover still just needs 1 point to win the set. Axel trying to stick around here in set number one. Good serve by Hazenkamp. Here's a kill attempt. Tap. Time to open and stop. Went around the double block, a diving effort from McClellan. But Hanover takes set number one, 25-20. We'll be back in, we'll say 2 minutes, here to Emporia. Set number two on its way next. Axel and Hanover, the Wildcats, take set one, 25-20, here on FM 103.9 KMTA.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Duryea, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's calling for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Hanover takes set number one, 25-20, after Axtell increased their lead to six at 14-8 at one point in that first set. But a big comeback by the Wildcats. They close out that set by a count of 17-6. Sorry, honey, I'm on the radio right now. Can't take your call. Jake Spaulding, Danny Alley with you here in Emporia, back in the studios. That's Chance Link. Set number two about to get underway here between Axel and Hanover. What has Axel got to do different here in set two to try and force a set number three?
Yeah, so there's glimpses at the last of that set, kind of how we talked earlier in the previous two matches. Just briefly, we saw just a little bit of discombobulation, if that's what you want to call it, but just not on the same page. Sets kind of missed here and there, not getting some blocks on. We only had one missed serve, so that was a positive, but we got to get back to that clean net play and just being scrappy.
Detweiler starts it off for Axtell with a good serve. Holly back set, pushed across by Hanover. Detweiler was set up near side on the attack. It's McClellan, tips it across the net, kept alive by Hanover. Holly sets it up outside for Gracie Bruna, and miscommunication. The ball falls aimlessly on Axtell's side, 1-0. Hanover with the lead. That'll bring in Alyssa Sheely to serve for Hanover. Good serve. Natalie gets the pass. Good step from Detweiler outside. McClellan. Callie has been impressive for me today as well from the outside hitting position.
Yeah, I agree. And that was almost a, hey, I made a mistake last time, but I'm going to step up and I'm going to fix it right now.
She also gets the serve here for Axel. Tied at one here in set number two. Axel has to have this. to force a third decisive set. Natalie Strothman, that was a free ball over the net. She just dumped it straight back down.
Yep, and that was great play. Timing, that's the thing we just talked about. That was perfect timing right there.
Callie with another serve. This one just barely over the net. Great serve there. Outside Gracie Bruno with the attack. Picked up by Hazenkamp. Set from Detweiler. Reagan has to send it on the third. And over Holly, quick setting to the middle and tipping again, trying to get it up in the air with Callie McClellan, but we've seen that probably three or four times from Hanover, seeing that empty area and just tapping it down.
Yep, and it's the same area that they're hitting, so that's one of those things we talked about with adjustments. They're going to have to adjust a little bit on defense so that they can cover that hole.
2-2 your score here in set number two. Gracie Bruno with a serve, taken in the back row by McClellan. Detweiler sets it outside. Reagan Hazenkamp hits it over the double block. Picked up here is Holly. And down the line, this one out on the attack from Ensley Stahlbaumer. So Axel sides out, gets the serve back, up by one. It's 3-2, set number two. Natalie Strothman back to serve, and maybe not as gingerly walking as she was earlier. But remember, rolled her ankle. That was when Axel was up in that first set by a few points. Really kind of changed the way that set went.
It did.
And over on the attack to the back row, Natalie's got it. Pass to Detweiler. Now Hazenkamp hits it through a double block. A free ball came across, and Maggie maybe mistimed her jump there. The facial reaction does it all. She goes, oh, I just missed that.
Yeah, she knew it as soon as she did. It's that timing thing. And again, we talked about that. She hasn't missed a whole lot today.
Yeah.
So
it's okay to every now and then,
yeah.
Right? Okay, 3-3 your score. Holly to serve for Hanover to the back row. It's Natalie set up here for Ava Broxton, who sends it over on the third hit at the net. And somebody's in the net.
Yeah.
Looks like it was Axel, Ava Broxton, and Maggie Strothman that get Maggie in the net for Axel. Point for Hanover. It's 4-3. To bring up, again, Katie Holly. She served eight straight back in set number one for Hanover when they went on their big run and did not relinquish the lead. The pass here from McClellan at the net. Hazenkamp can't get it to drop. Kept alive on the Axel side, and Reagan just pushes it across. They're going to call a double hit on Reagan.
It feels like they're just a little bit out of sync again, so they got to find a way to get that back. Momentum back on their side. Keep communicating, not hang their head, and get back in this match.
5-3, Hanover with the advantage here. Set number two. Holly with the serve, taken on the back row by Natalie. Back set here from Detweiler. It goes over the net. Kept alive, sent over to the Axel side from Hanover, and Axel sends it right back to Ava Broxterman. Setting it up outside. Here's Hyman. To the back row, Natalie's got it. Now Detweiler to the middle. It's Maggie Strothman. Cannot put it away. Now Hyman, she'll try it again and finds the opening in that middle back area for the Eagle back line. Now 6-3, Hanover with the advantage. Holly serving once again. This would be her fourth straight serve. Again, she had eight straight points in the previous set. Detweiler setting up near side. Maggie Strothman can't put it down. And in the net, they've got Hanover's, they got Nora Hyman in the net for the Wildcats. Going up that block against Maggie Strothman.
It would be a great time to take advantage of the momentum being on your side. Get a serve over and play some aggressive defense.
Melissa Hazenkamp, the defensive specialist, in to serve. So pretty deep into the corner, kept alive by Hanover. Going outside now, it's Stahlbaumer on the free ball. Here's Detweiler. How about you?
Yep, that's that play that we talked about. It's what makes her a great setter, is that she has the ability to jump and swing at the ball, too. And you just never know. She's so good at hiding what she's going to do.
Maybe an overpass there by Natalie, but you also could say, no, that was a set. That was a set to your setter, huh?
There you go.
Yeah. 6-5, Hanover by one. And a serve that, just outside the line. And Hazenkamp has her hands in her face, or her face in her hands, however you want to say it. Thought that it hit the line, but it's a service error number two in this match for Axel. 7-5, Wildcats with the lead. Back to serve, Drew Bruna. Hazenkamp has it. Alyssa over to Maggie Strothman. Now over to Natalie, who's extended over on a free ball. Holly setting it outside. Stahlbaumer, left-handed punch. That time stuffed at the net. Detweiler and Maggie Strothman.
Yep, and again, another one of those keys to the game with the blocking. Maggie has not missed very much today, and she was right on that one.
7-6, Hanover by one. Back to serve will be Reagan Hazenkamp for Axtell. Good serve. Holly setting it up backside to Stahlbomber. Dug up in the back row. Nice job. Detweiler getting down for that one. Nice punch, but too strong. Detweiler had to go to the floor to pop that set up, and Callie McClellan tried to just punch it across, but too strong.
And it was going to be a really great placement because there was nobody on that side of the court. She just hit it just a bit too hard.
8-6, Hanover. Into the game to serve will be Lily Bruna for Hanover. This is set number two. Hanover won set number one, 25-20. Winner of this wins this pool. Both teams moving on to tomorrow's action, though. Hanover on the attack. Gracie Bruna finds the back line. 9-6, Hanover with the advantage now.
Just takes one pass. We've talked about that quite a few times today, telling your back row to have a little bit of confidence and get a pass up to your setter.
Good serve from Bruna, picked up in the back row, and a quick tip over the net. Man, Detweiler again saying, I've got the IQ and the headiness. They do call it down on the floor. They continue to play, but the chair official said that did hit the ground. So good job there by Caitlin Detweiler to get the point for the Eagles. This will send Maggie back to serve. Sophomore, 6'1", Strothman. Low serve taken by the Libro and Sheely. Cross court kill. Attempt. Nice dig in the back row by Maggie Strothman. Another tip across the net. Picked up this time by diving Holly. And Hanover sends it over on the third hit. Detweiler setting it up backside. Natalie!
Great communication. Yep. That one you could see coming this time. I saw it. I watched all of it. Timing was perfect. Communication was perfect. And that was actually a really great set.
So 9-8, Hanover by one. Axtell trying to force a third and decisive set. Good serve from Maggie. Taken in the background. Now Gracie Bruna has to shove it over her teammate. And then Bruna gets another quick attempt at it. Maggie picks it up in the back row. Set coming over here to Detweiler. Punches it down, but kept alive by Hanover. And then a missed hit by McClellan. Hey, it worked out that time.
It did. I think she jumped a little too soon and had to reach behind her, caught it with her fingertips, but it barely went over the net, right over the two defenders.
Tied at 9 now. Maggie Strothman continues to serve here for Axtell. Here's a free ball at the net. Natalie puts it away.
Yep, that was awesome. That was an overpass. Those are the things as a hitter in the front row that you slobber at the mouth to get those, and she put that one away.
It's like a tasty lunch, and she just ate it all up.
Yeah.
10-9, Axtell by one. Maggie Strothman continuing to serve here. Set number two. The Eagles trying to force a third set. Strothman to the back row. Nice hard serve picked up in the air by Sheely. Now to the front it goes to Schleyball, sends it over on the third hit. Detweiler setting it up near side and punched across that time by McClellan, and it finds its way almost to our lap here in the stand. As once again, Axtell on a run right now. It's 11-9 Eagles. They've scored four straight.
Yes, and this is what we talked about earlier, looking a little discombobulated. They're not there now. Momentum is back. It feels like they're comfortable, they're getting relaxed, and they're playing well.
Strothman back to serve once again for Axtell, her third straight. Pass to Holly. Outside, Gracie Bruna pops in the air off of McClellan. And every time Hanover really needs something, they go to 14 in Gracie Bruna.
Yep, she has done a good job over there on that side of the net. Something that we have to adjust for over on this side of the net. Done a great job. That was a great run. Got to get the serve back, side out, and ball back in our side.
Maggie Strothman goes out back in the Libro in Claire Bussing. Juniman to serve for Hanover, and miscommunication on the back line. You had all three back row, Alyssa Hazekamp, as well as Bussing and McClellan, all confused on who was supposed to take that. We're tied up at 11 now on the ace from Juniman. Juniman, another serve to the back row, picked up there by Hazekamp. Now on the attack, it's Natalie Strothman, takes a little off and gets it down in front of a diving effort from Juniman.
And that was a great pass on something that we've talked about, too. You get that one pass, you get it up to your setter, timing's right. That was a beautiful play.
Detweiler back to serve here for Axtell. They could use a run here from their great server in Detweiler. Good serve. Stuck at the net on the attack. Holy cow, Schleyball thought she had something, but Natalie said, oh, nay, nay.
She was all over that. What do you think? We ready for another ace?
Let's do it. 13-11. Axel up by two. Detweiler, another serve. This one, a hard one. Picked up in the back row. Holly set up middle. This time, a double short tip. Picked up. Nice job by McClellan to keep it alive. Over on the Hanover side, it's Holly outside. Gracie Bruna tips it. Detweiler's there. But in the net is Natalie. Oh, check that, a bigger part. They call Ava Broxman in the net.
Which is too bad because that defense was right there. She was right in place.
13-12. Now Axel's lead is one. The Libro Alyssa Sheely in to serve. Natalie, good pass to Detweiler. Back set coming here is McClellan. And off the deflection, picked up at the back row by Juniman. On the attack, tipped in the air. Good hustle there by Hazenkamp, but nobody else there to help her. Once again, a little tip here in the short corner.
Yep, same spot that they've gone to, so they got to be just very aware that that spot is where they're aiming.
13-13, your score. Set number two, Hanover with the serve. And a service error, their first one of the match. Juniman, or check that, Sheely, very upset with herself. Axel reclaims the lead and the serve. Back to serve will be Callie McClellan. McClellan to the deep back corner. Now an overpass to the net, popped in the air by Detweiler. Pass from Bussing, it's sent over by Broxman.
Holly sent that right to the deep corner where she should.
Setting it outside to Gracie Bruna. It was rejected, but onto the other court. 14-14, your score. Here in set number two. Lynn is trying to force a third set over across the way against Ingles. They're up 22-18 in theirs. 14-14 here. And a service error, the second one in as many tries for Hanover. That was Gracie Bruna this time. And Axel reclaims the lead. And back to serve will be Natalie Strothman. The approach and a great serve to the deep corner. Popped in the air. Now Stahlbomber. Dug up by Strothman on the back line. Here's Maggie, and able to nearly put it down. Hanover does a good job keeping it alive. Strothman, now to Detweiler, who pops it over on the attack. Now here comes Hanover, picked up by Natalie in the back row. Detweiler sets up Natalie, 10-foot attack, misses it, and goes into the net. We're tied at 15.
I like the movement. I like the scrappiness. That was a great play. I'm just kind of swung and missed at that one, but still playing well, moving their feet well, talking well. Side out here.
15-15. Serving here is Katie Hawley, who has been electric from behind the line today. Good pass from Natalie. Step from Detweiler, and Maggie hits it too strong, out of play. 16-15 Hanover. This is the rotation that Axel got stuck in that first set when Hanover scored eight straight points.
Yep, and like we talked about, though, just takes one pass.
Nearly a service error. Could have been an ace off as well. A lot of battling at the net, kept alive here. McClellan sends it across. Now Holly. Juniman off the deflection and out of play. It's 17-15 Hanover.
Yep, that just took a weird spin off of that block. They were there, had their hands on it, just took a weird spin out of bounds.
Holly to serve it again, her third straight serve. This one to the back row. Pass from McClellan, set from Detweiler. Here comes Maggie Strothman off the double block, and they needed that.
Yep, she changed it up a little bit there. It looked like she was going to swing hard. She didn't swing as hard as she normally does and went just right off of the hand.
Back into serve will be Alyssa Hazenkamp, niece of head coach Rhonda. Defensive specialist for the Eagles. Down by one against Hanover. Good serve. Holly with this back set coming near side. Rejected at the net. Maggie Strothman alongside Reagan Hazenkamp.
And that was a big block. Those are the things that Axel needs to keep that momentum going on their side.
Lynn wins set two against Ingles. 17-17 here. Holly to Stahlbomber. Rejected at the net by Maggie. Holly setting it outside again. Stahlbomber can't get it. Nice job popped in the air, but too far.
Mm-hmm. Yep, great ball placement by number 24 of Hanover.
Alyssa Hazenkamp tried to get a good pass out of that dig, but it goes through to the other side. And I beg your pardon, that was Lynn sweeping Ingles. So Lynn is your Pool B champion. 18-17 here in set number two, Hanover with the serve. Now Maggie Strothman on the attack, popped in the air by Holly. And Holly will get it back for the third free set. Detweiler outside. Reagan Hazenkamp through the double block and out of play. We're locked in at 18 all.
Back and forth, Jake.
You called it.
It's been that way from the get-go. These are two really great teams, and this is a fun game to watch.
Reagan Hazenkamp back to serve here for the Eagles. Need a run. Holly with a set. Coming near side. Stahlbomber pushes it to the back corner. Nice tap there by Reagan Hazenkamp to keep it alive. And then she just mishits it on the third attempt. She did a great job just keeping it alive for Axel. However, could not get it across in three. So the loser of this match will take on Lynn tomorrow at 9 a.m. The winner will take on Ingles. Serve from the back line by Holly. And set over by Maggie Strothman for Axel. Holly sets. Kill attempt popped in the air by Maggie from the back row. At the net, jousting happening. Picked up by Maggie. Now Detweiler will send it over on the second hit. Juniman on the attack. And there's... they're actually going to say that Hanover was over the top of the net.
Yeah.
So stop that point. It's now 19-19. Good job by assistant coach Rose, or check that, Pam Bussing here for Axel. She was communicating mm-hmm. that to the floor official. He looked up to the chair, and the chair agreed.
Mm-hmm.
19-19. Axel, Hanover tied. Set number two. Back to serve, Maggie Strothman.
Great serve.
Holly with the set. On the attack, Schley ball through the double block for a point Hanover. It's 20-19. Libro player Bussing checks in. Out comes Maggie Strothman. 20-19. The senior Leah Juniman back to serve here for Hanover. They're taken in the back line by Axel. Here's a set near side. Natalie Strothman, just a smart play there. Double team was there. Didn't matter. She took a little off and hit it off of it out of play.
Yep, long set from the other side of the court and just perfect timing on that.
20-20. This is 20-20. Back to serve, Caitlin. Detweiler, good serve. Picked up by Juniman in the back row. Now Grace Bruno on the attack. Picked up by Detweiler. She's out now as a setter. Ava Brockstrom just throws it across. A really good opportunity there, but Hanover's there defensively. Bussing pops it in the air. Detweiler setting up and sent across there by McClellan. Still a long rally happening here from the 10-foot line. Detweiler trying to for the corner. It's out.
That was such a great try, though, and two plays in a row. Someone else had to step up and set the ball. I just feel like they're doing a great job stepping in and getting some of those balls up. Just couldn't quite finish.
Reagan Hazenkamp with that kill attempt, and here's an ace. No, they go for it. That was well out. Hanover keeps it alive, and it's going to result in a point for Axel. That serve receive was an overpass and was 3 feet out of bounds, but Hanover bails out the Eagles with that one.
Yep. Big mistake on that part.
21-21. Can Axel take advantage of it? Callie McClellan, the serve. An overpass tight to the net. Holly defended well for a second, but Axel's thinking that Hanover came over the net. The officials disagree. It's 22-21. Hanover leading Axel.
Yep, and this is another good time and point in the game where you just take a deep breath and you say, hey, one pass. Get one pass to your setter and let's get a good kill.
No timeout taken by either team in this set either. Gracie Bruna back to serve. Had one service error in this match. Good pass here from McClellan. Detweiler setting up near side. Here comes Axel in Hazenkamp. Reagan cannot put it down. Now Bruna tries to put it away. It's a free ball at the net. Nice dig. Keeping it alive momentarily was pushing. Good dig there by Hazenkamp and a timeout here by Axel. It's 23-21, set number two. Timeout, Axel. They trail by two. We're back in 30 seconds to Emporia. Huge points coming up. Axel trying to force a third set against their rival Hanover here in Emporia.
How's your outdoor cooking working out? Does it need an upgrade or something new? We have all the outdoor accessories you could ever need. This is Smokin' Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. Take a look at the Louisiana Founders Series pellet grills at an unbelievable low prices for this fall. We also have all the Napoleon gas grills available on the same program. And of course, Gosney pizza ovens and Primo ceramic grills. Another new item is a ceramic coated griddle. Come see us today for all your smoking hot deals at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. We service what we sell.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the actual timeout, it's 23-21 Hanover. Gracie Bruna continues to serve here for Hanover. Bruna with a hard serve to the back line. Oh, goodness gracious. Detweiler couldn't get there in time. It's going to be an ace. Miscommunication on the back line from Axtell, and it's now set match point for Hanover. Gracie Bruna trying to serve this out for the Wildcats. Axtell trying to stave off elimination here in this match. Good pass. Axtell, Detweiler at the net. Punched across by Natalie Strothman. Hanover scrambling. Holly brings it back in. Set over by Drew Bruna on the third hit. Detweiler setting it up near side. Here's Reagan, unable to get it across without doing a double hit. That's where the final whistle will be. 25-21. Axtell falls to Hanover. It's set number two. We'll step aside and wrap everything up from Emporia after this timeout. Hanover wins it in two straight sets, 25-20 and 25-21, here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfort Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfort Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfort Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Emporia one final time. Jake Spaulding, Danny Alley, Chance Link back in studios. And we'll get you off into regularly scheduled programming here in just a little bit. 1A Division 2 State Volleyball here on the MSC Radio Network. It's a great day for Axtell. Nothing to hang your head about. Falling here to Hanover 25-20 and 25-21. But that means you got a matchup tomorrow in the semifinals against another Twin Valley League foe in Lynn this season. Axtell 0-2 against Lynn. Both times the Bulldogs from Lynn got Axtell in straight sets. So Axtell will have to come back tomorrow. What did you take away from that match we just watched right there? Axtell at times was rolling, looking really good, but then Hanover was able to battle back.
Yeah, I think I saw glimpses in those first two matches of a little, just, you know, a little communication, miscues, things like that. And then they were able to, like, get back on their feet and go after it and finish those first two matches. This match, I felt a little bit like that, that maybe there was just a little bit of miscommunication, maybe some sets that weren't quite where they needed to be, a lot of scrambling, some missed opportunities at the net. They did do better with their service errors. That was something that we said at the beginning of the match. Those are two good volleyball teams that, like you said, nothing to hang your heads about. You go home and get some rest, and you come back tomorrow, and you're ready to go.
Well, they're definitely not going to be going home, man. That's a long drive to Axtell, America.
Well,
but they're going to go back to their hotel tonight.
There you
get
go.
Some much-needed rest. And, you know, again, Natalie Strothman, that injury, that midway point of that first set, rolled an ankle and just did not look the same for the most part. She was in a lot of pain. She battled tough and, you know, did get some more kills. Definitely still working on the back line, but you could tell that ankle was bothering her.
Yeah, but what a testament to her toughness, like to be able to have an injury like that and just come out and play because your team needs you at that point. And she did a wonderful job. She was kind of a beast at the net all day today. She made some great plays. And so just, she has nothing to hang her head about either. She came out and just played really well today.
Hanover very dominant from the service line for the most part. And Katie Holly, their setter, multiple times in those two sets, she was able to rattle off 6, 7, 8 serves consecutively. Something definitely that if that rematch was to happen again between Axtell and Hanover, you got to get her off the line. and out of that rotation. That's the only thing I took away, was that there was a couple times where it looked like Axel was stuck in a rotation that they just could not get out of, mainly because of the serving line for Hanover.
Yeah, and it wasn't like she was serving that tough. I think it goes back to, again, just a little bit of miscommunication. They didn't look like they had the first two matches. So, again, just communication in that back row, and a lot of times, like we say, just one pass up to your setter and get that momentum back on your side.
What a great season they've had so far, though, and it's not over yet for first-year head coach Rhonda Hazenkamp. Axel now 29-14 on the season, the 8th seed, moving on to the semifinals tomorrow at 9 a.m. Just a programming note for you. At this time, unsure about if this is going to be tomorrow on 103.9 FM or if it'll be on sunny 101.3. Still some things that we're ironing out for that, but Axel State Volleyball will be covered tomorrow. Make sure you check out mscsports.net for up-to-date information, as well as social media platforms of the Kansaland 103.9 and 92.1 Facebook page for updates on that. Danny, thanks for joining me today, and I'm going to try and twist your arm to get you to come back tomorrow, but fun to have you on the broadcast with me today. How fun was it to be able to take us to the volleyball at State?
Oh, Jake, I love being here. I love volleyball. I love being a part of this. You know, I took a day off of school to be with you. I'm a counselor on my regular time, so I missed my students today and missed Halloween, but I wouldn't have wanted to be here rather than here to watch this volleyball today. So thank you so much for asking and having me.
Oh, absolutely. We want you on as many times as you're able to be on. You bring great terminology and great understanding of the sport. But we got a lot of championship action tomorrow. Again, go to mscsports.net to check out all the schedules. In 3A, we'll have Silver Lake and Holton over there in Hutchinson. In 2A, JCN and Valley Heights both battling to try and make it through to tomorrow. Both last checked were 1-1, and Valley Heights had the edge over JCN in their head-to-head. You also got 1A with Centralia. Moving on as well yesterday out in Dodge City for 1A division number one. Football on the airwaves tonight on the channels. You've got Jackson Heights, Holton, Silver Lake all on their respective channels here this evening. So make sure you can keep their football playoff bracket intact and cheer on your local schools. There's plenty of other matches and games going on tonight as well. But as far as broadcasting, all the channels will be on the air tonight. Good luck to everybody as they head out to cross country tomorrow and postseason volleyball and playoff football. Well, for Chance Link, for Danny Alley, this is Jake Spaulding signing off from the historic White Auditorium in Emporia. Axel today goes 2-1. They defeat the Sin Valley in 3 sets, 2 sets to 1. They sweep Victoria and then get beat by Hanover in 2 straight here in their final pool play match. Thanks so much for tuning in. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.